Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. A police standoff at a downtown apartment ended peacefully Monday afternoon after several suspects surrendered to Fairbanks police. Chief Eric Jukes said the suspects were wanted in connection with a burglary at a local business late Sunday night that turned into felony assault, robbery, and kidnapping after the business owner confronted them. Police identified three suspects arrested and charged after Monday's standoff. They are 38-year-old Mitchell Forsley, 32-year-old Jeffrey H. Nikolai Frink, and 23-year-old Dimitri J. Rice. All face charges of second-degree assault, kidnapping, second-degree theft, possession of burglary tools, third-degree weapons misconduct, first-degree burglary, first-degree robbery, vehicle theft, and criminal mischief. Nikolai Frink also faces a probation violation charge. The suspects bound and gagged the business owner and took him to his home, which was located on the same property. Jukes said they burglarized that as well and left with a significant amount of stolen property, a stolen vehicle, and a number of guns. The suspects were tracked to an apartment on the 300 block of First Avenue behind the Hannah Solomon building near Ron Service and Towing. Jukes said police saw a lot of activity at the apartment and moved in with a tactical team to put a stop to it. Police negotiated with the suspects for approximately 4.5 hours, occasionally deploying an LRAD, a long-range acoustical device, that delivers messages and warning tones at painfully loud volumes. Jukes said the business that was robbed was located in the railroad industrial area. He declined to give the name of the business. About 20 officers responded to the incident. An Alaska State Trooper helicopter also responded, and Department of Public Works crews blocked off a perimeter around the scene from Noble Street to Wendell Street to Dunkel Street to First Avenue and back to Noble Street. Sunshine is abundant this time of year, but cooler temperatures this week have slowed the melting of a well above normal snowpack in Fairbanks. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, that's affecting migratory birds' arrival at a local refuge.
The first few Canada geese were spotted at Creamersfield Migratory Waterfowl Refuge in Fairbanks back on April 4th. That's among the earlier first arrival dates on record, but longtime Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Mark Ross says that can be deceiving.
Because it'll always be certain individuals of the species that are pushing the envelope to get to their breeding sites as quick as possible.
Ross says the larger migration has been slow to build, something he attributes to this spring's late-lasting snow cover.
We've had a big snow year, as everyone knows. It's above average, and there's still a lot on the ground.
Ross says during his 21 years running education programs at the refuge, migration has typically peaked at about 1,000 geese between April 22nd and 24th.
I'm hoping we're on track for that because that's when I've got about 600 school kids scheduled to come out to witness this great migration. And this is the 50th anniversary of the community rallying to help purchase the fields as wildlife habitat. And it's the 50th anniversary of the bird watch for fifth graders.
Ross notes that the peak abundance date is in line with the first arrival dates of 50 years ago. He cautions making assumptions about why, given that grain has been scattered for the birds at Creamers since the 1940s.
These waterfowl are very long-lived, and they've got a memory of this feed on the field.
Ross says Canada geese, which can live 15 years or more, pass that experience on to successive generations. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
The U.S. military says it intercepted two Russian bombers in international airspace off Alaska's coast. Navy Commander Gary Ross, a Pentagon spokesman, says a pair of F-22 Raptor aircraft intercepted the Russian Tu-95 Bear bombers on Monday. Ross said the intercept was safe and professional. North American Aerospace Defense Command monitors air approaches to North America and defends the airspace. Fox News said Tuesday that Russian planes flew within 100 miles of Alaska's Kodiak Island. It said the American jets escorted the Russian bombers for 12 minutes. The bombers then flew back to eastern Russia. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.